Hello everyone, this is Jimmy Allen, your host from Orpheus Cyber, and I'd like to welcome you back to episode 10 of Orpheus Talks, your weekly cyber threat intelligence update focusing on incidents during the week commencing the 27th of June 2022. This week, I'll be taking you through the following topics: Mitel devices targeted by unknown threat actor with a zero-day exploit, the Quantum ransomware gang uses Bumblebee malware to infect victims, a Chinese group targets industrial control systems to deliver a backdoor, and finally, pro-Russian hacktivists target Norwegian companies in DDoS campaign. As always, we'll kick off with our key issue. Cybercriminals have targeted Mitel Mi voice appliances with a new zero-day exploit. The exploit is suspected to be the first step in a ransomware operation. The vulnerability tracked as CVE-2022-29499 was detected in a specific voiceover IP appliance, but also affects other Mitel devices. The vulnerability allows threat actors to perform remote code execution in the context of the service appliance. Although threat actors attempted to delete all files in the compromised device, researchers were still able to retrieve the initial undocumented exploit used to compromise the device, tools downloaded to the device, and evidence of anti-forensic measures taken. There are currently over 21,000 publicly accessible Mitel devices online, and the company has issued a remediation script for Mi Voice Connect versions 19.2, SP3 and earlier, and R14.x and earlier, though no official patch has been released. This is not the first time that Mitel devices have been the target of an operation. They were recently exploited in a high-volume DDoS amplification operation. Our coverage of cybercriminal reporting this week has continued to focus on ransomware groups. Affiliates of Lockbit targeted victims in Korea via phishing emails that warns of a copyright violation, which would result in legal action if the victim did not remove the infringing content. The body of the email does not specify which files were used unfairly, and instead urges the victim to download and open the attached file to see the infringing content. The attachment consists of a password-protected zip file archive containing a compressed file. In turn, the compressed file contains a script-driven NSIS installer disguised as a PDF. If clicked on, the NSIS installer will download the malware and encrypt the victim's device with the Lockbit 2.0 ransomware. Due to the importance of copyright claims and takedowns, recipients are likely to open and engage with the email, increasing the chances of a successful infection, especially if threat actors include names of legitimate illustrators or content owners in the email. Meanwhile, operators of the Quantum ransomware gang are using the Bumblebee malware loader to deploy their ransomware strain. The group, who are a rebrand of MountLocker, use spear phishing emails as the initial infection vector. This incident demonstrates that Bumblebee has replaced Bizarre Loader as the dominant first-stage loader deployed by cybercriminals across the threat landscape. We have previously reported on cybercriminal gang Wizard Spider deploying Bumblebee to drop Cobalt Strike beacons and enumerate system information. We assess Bumblebee is posed to be used extensively by cybercriminals across the threat landscape. However, the widespread deployment of Bumblebee is likely to attract the attention of security researchers, prompting its authors to update or replace the loader with different malware. Meanwhile, other cybercriminal reporting has demonstrated how data leak extortion groups remain a large threat to corporations. Ransom House reportedly compromised advanced micro devices, an American multinational semiconductor manufacturer, and stole 450 gigabytes of data. The stolen data is assessed to include a CSV file containing over 70,000 devices belonging to AMD's internal network, as well as a list of employees who use weak passwords. The group did not impose a ransom on AMD, citing the time-consuming nature of negotiations, choosing instead to sell the stolen data. This reaffirms our previous assessment that Ransom House deems that the data will be worth more by selling it onwards to other threat actors rather than attempting to elicit a ransom from its victim. While Ransom House is clearly financially motivated, it has also criticized the poor security standards of AMD, stating it is shameful a high-profile technological entity such as AMD would allow its employees to use weak credentials. This strengthens our assessment that Ransom House is comprised of a group of disgruntled former security practitioners seeking to draw attention to the poor security practices of its victims. Our nation-state coverage this week has focused on Chinese and Russian groups. Ukraine's Computer Emergency Response Team warned that the Russian espionage unit APT-28 is targeting telecommunications entities in the country to deliver the Dark Crystal remote access Trojan. The email attachment, a raw document, uses lures related to obtaining free legal aid, which takes advantage of the legitimate requirement for Ukrainian citizens to seek legal aid to find missing family members serving in the Ukrainian armed forces. We have previously reported on Russian espionage units, including Sandworm and APT-28, using phishing campaigns to deliver geopolitically themed documents, such as the threat of nuclear and chemical attacks, to deceive Ukrainians into opening malicious attachments. If opened, the RAR activates macros to execute PowerShell commands that subsequently download and run the Dark Crystal wrap. We assess it is likely that Russia is using Dark Crystal to monitor inbound and outbound server traffic from telecommunications entities, enabling it to analyze its contents and exfiltrate data considered to be advantageous to Russia's war effort in Ukraine. Elsewhere, we reported on a Chinese espionage group that compromised Microsoft Exchange servers across industrial, transport, and telecommunications entities in several Asian countries to deliver the ShadowPad backdoor. ShadowPad is a sophisticated and modular Windows backdoor normally dropped by Cobalt Strike that enables an adversary to download additional malware and exfiltrate data. We have previously reported on Chinese espionage groups using ShadowPad, such as the Winter Group and Earthluska. The perpetrators specifically targeted engineering computers within the building automation systems, likely due to the highly confidential information contained within. This campaign reaffirms the extensive exploitation of Microsoft Exchange servers by China-based adversaries. Additionally, it highlights Beijing's continued interest in the transport and telecommunications sectors to collect intelligence deemed important to China's domestic objectives. In terms of hacktivist reporting, Norway's National Security Authority has revealed that several large Norwegian companies were targeted by DDoS attacks. The attacks are assessed to be the work of the pro-Russian group Cyber Spetsnaz RF, who listed several companies on their Telegram channel. These latest DDoS attacks are likely a response to Norway's support of Ukraine and its conflict with Russia, which has recently extended to the donation of 3 multiple launch rocket systems, while Russia also accused Norway of imposing restrictions that block goods destined for Russian-populated settlements on the Arctic archipelago of Svalbard. This campaign demonstrates a continuation of hacktivist activity following the recent Cyber Spetsnaz RF DDoS campaign against Lithuanian entities in response to a government ban on the transportation of goods between Russia and the Kaliningrad enclave. We have also reported on a Russian DDoS campaign against Finland, responding to its interest in joining NATO. The group has links to Killnet, a hacktivist group that has engaged in similar targeting of organizations in countries that support Ukraine. If you'd like to stay up to date with cyber threat intelligence incidents, you can subscribe to our weekly newsletter using the link in the description or via our website, orpheuscyber.com. Remember to follow us on Spotify and hit the notifications icon to receive an alert when we upload new episodes. Thanks for listening.